Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and that we are the sheep of his flock. We have a lot of parents here this morning, and if you think about it, parents are kind of like the very first shepherds in our lives. They love their children and take care of them. They keep their little flock of the family together and united. And moms and dads give their children good food. They bring them to good pasture, they feed them well, just like Jesus brings us to good pasture. Now, just a few weeks ago, my own mom and dad were out visiting here from Pennsylvania over Easter. Some of you may have met them. And we had many, many meals together, and I was thinking about how I had many, many meals around the dinner table with my mom and dad over many, many years growing up. I thought about the different meals that we had, favorite foods, nice the week we went out. But I also remember that sometimes my mom and dad, children, if you can believe this, they served me things I didn't want to eat. So for our boys and girls receiving First Holy Communion, can you believe my mom would serve me things like broccoli and cauliflower and, yeah, someone's sticking their tongue out already, carrots, and even the dreaded asparagus. Now, boys and girls, I don't know about you, but do any of you dislike any of those vegetables? Okay, boys and girls, raise, and anybody can do this, you know, adults, don't be shy. If you don't like broccoli, raise your hand. If you don't like cauliflower, raise your hand. Oh, a lot for cauliflower. If you don't like carrots, raise your hand. Okay, a lot of people like carrots, that's true. If you don't like asparagus, raise your hand real high. Okay, a lot of hands for asparagus, right? But my mom would feed me these vegetables. She would put them on my plate, even though I didn't like them, even though they didn't always taste that great. Why did she do that? Why would my mom and dad do that to me? Well, you know the answer. Because they were good for me. Because they helped me to grow up tall and strong and healthy and not just have junk food all day long. They did it because they loved me. It made me strong and healthy for the person I was meant to become. Well, Jesus today, boys and girls, is feeding you, not with any kind of food, but he's feeding you in Holy Communion. He shares this meal with you where he gives you not just ordinary food of the earth, but he gives you food from heaven. Because we aren't just made for earth, we're actually made for heaven. And only the food from heaven will make us strong and healthy of soul to get there. Jesus gives to these boys and girls his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. His very love, all of his love is contained in that sacred host and in that sacred chalice. Everything that God is, all of our Lord Jesus, is in there. In the Holy Eucharist, we have food from heaven that strengthens us to become people of heaven. Saints of heaven, men and women of heaven. Christ feeds us with his very self today to change us and make us new. So boys and girls, receiving your First Holy Communion, you're going to be really changed today. You're going to be really different as Jesus comes into you and brings you his love and this great, extraordinary gift. And we're happy to celebrate with you today. But kids, can I share with you a secret about growing into a person of heaven really quickly? Can I share with you a hot tip? Do you know the fastest way to become holy by receiving Holy Communion? It has to do with what I talked about with my mom and the vegetables, okay? So usually mom had to make me eat my vegetables. She had to say, you know, you can't leave the table until you have some of this or some of that, or if I got kind of mad and upset, stubborn, you know, there might be punishments, like I lose my video game privileges. So like she had to make me eat my vegetables. But there were some days when she didn't have to force me. There were some days when I came home to the dinner table and I ate all those vegetables without being asked. Why was that? What would cause that inside of me who didn't like asparagus one bit? Well, on those days, I was really, really, really hungry. And if you're really, really hungry, you'll eat almost anything. Now, maybe it was because I was running around all day and like maybe I missed lunch or something. More often than not, it was because I wasn't eating some of the junk food I would eat. Like, I'd sneak a candy bar or a cookie or I'd have some pop. I wouldn't fill myself up with that, and so I was really hungry, and therefore I ate this healthy food. And because I was hungry, I ate all those things that were good for me. Well, boys and girls, there's not only junk food for our bodies, there's junk food for our souls. And if we fill our souls with that junk food, we don't have that hunger for what Jesus wants to give us. That junk food tastes really sweet, but it's not going to fill us up. That junk food is things like sin, breaking God's commandments. That junk food is things like not taking time to pray to God every day. That junk food is things like just skipping church or being mean to someone instead of being like Jesus to them, loving them like Jesus commands us. But if we stay hungry, my goodness, we will grow so strong for heaven so quickly. So boys and girls, stay hungry. Keep away from the junk food. Ask for Jesus to come near you and within you in Holy Communion constantly. And before you know it, you'll be filled with heavenly life. You'll be so close to God. And very quickly, your soul will shine like a spotless diamond to shine in the firmament of the heavens for all eternity. Jesus is our bread from heaven, and today we become people of heaven.